We welcome Gloversville Mayor Dayton King to the program. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I can't complain. One story in the news that I thought I would lead with today is in the past couple of weeks, I've seen some more stories about the Leader Herald about this low-income housing project proposed for Lee Avenue in Gloversville. A court wants it to go forward. The residents there don't like it. What do you think is going to happen there?
We're actually having an executive session portion of our meeting tonight where our city attorney, Matt Trainer, will kind of give us some advice and tell us what our options are. We have a few things. One, we can appeal it and go to the next highest court, next highest judge, or we could try to work with Kinderhook and the development company, which would mean perhaps saying, look, instead of using that area up there, maybe there's another area down somewhere in the city closer to the downtown that they can utilize.
That's what you've been advocating, right? Or, I mean, you and the other city officials, because, again, the residents are against it. But, I mean, is there any way to make low-income more appealing to residents? In other words, I mean, are there projects that, I mean, what is the track record of this company and the other things they built, I wonder?
They've done some decent projects. Again, I think most of the time they're not developing in private residential neighborhoods. They're building near the Rotterdam Mall. There's one. I know there's one in other areas that are not typically downtown, but not too far. And again, I think if you go to any city, your lower income housing is usually at the heart of the center. And as you spread out, the houses get a little bigger and more expensive.
Also, another story I've seen is that you're working on a revenue sharing agreement with the town of Johnstown.
Yeah, this is kind of been a long time coming, and this is something that we just had a council meeting last month, and we discussed having a water, the share that the town pays for water, the extra coming to the city, because there wasn't this type of agreement. So if I can try to make it simple, basically right now, anything in the town, property and sales tax, the town pretty much keeps. I mean, they share with the rest of the county, but the city doesn't get anything for giving them water or sewer. What this will do is allow the city of Gloversville to get some type of property and sales tax for allowing their, you know, our services, and it'll be about 60% of the sales and property tax. So it's really a big way to move forward, and hopefully someday you will see some consolidation as well.
Well, dare I make a political point, Mayor? Is it so? Is it so that you seem to have better relations with the town of Johnstown than the city of Johnstown?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's there's not a doubt, and it's unfortunate because I think, you know, the two cities, and I've said it since, you know, my first day in office or even before, that the two cities really are small enough where they should be one, and we could cut spending tremendously and have one mayor, one police chief, one fire chief, etc. But yeah, really, our relationship with the town is just continues to grow. Well, I think our relationship with the city of Johnstown continues to falter.
Now, what, for example, is happening with the bus service with Johnstown? Is that still up in the air?
Yeah, it's really at a stalemate at this point. I mean, we have another council meeting tonight and at the end of the month where we won't discuss the transit. We've, pretty much told the city of Johnstown what we expect. They have another meeting at the end of the month as well, which I expect them to either pass a resolution saying, okay, we're going to pay the $38,100 that we had budgeted, or they're going to say, you know what, we're not going to pay anything. I really doubt the latter will happen. I really think what's going to happen is they'll pay the $38,100 that they budgeted, and then we'll let the buses continue until November 12th, and then that'll be the end of that run.
In connection with the buses, the award-winning director, I believe his name is Al Schutz, is leaving for the coast of Maine. Apparently, it's a dream of his to work out in Maine.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Al. You know, again, sorry to see him go, but this is something where he's getting a boost in salary and benefits, and he's going to be able to live up near Old Orchard Beach, real nice place. Our plans right now, or my plans anyway, and I've discussed with a couple of council members, are still up in the air. I think, you know, I want to look at all the options. I've been speaking of civil service, find out what we need to do. I think, again, it might be an opportunity to combine some jobs. You know, we have a few department heads that have been doing a great job and might be able to take on a little bit more, at least temporarily.
Mm-hmm. Gloversville Mayor Dayton King with us. You mentioned a couple of times you have a city council meeting tonight.
Yeah, we do. It's a workshop. We have on the second Tuesday of the month, and then our full-on council meeting, if you will, our formal meeting is the fourth Tuesday. So, yeah, we have one tonight at City Hall at 6 p.m. It's open to the public if people want to come down and be in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up this morning?
Yeah, I think, again, I just encourage anyone that has an idea, to further our city along, to contact me and to contact their council members. You know, myself and my assistant, Jason Fazio, put together $4 million worth of ideas earlier this year. And I also let the council and the public know that we're looking at about a $1.3 million dollar deficit going into next year. So, I don't want people to wait. I want things to be done now. We've got some council members. I think a couple of them are putting in some efforts. John Kessline, he's really trying hard. I just need that from everyone. I need the council members to do some work between meetings, and if they don't like my ideas, come up with their own.
Is there something at stake in the primary today in Gloversville, or is that not so?
There is. In the third ward, we have a vacant seat, and we have two gentlemen, Donnie Ambrosino and John Blackman, both Republicans. Are for that seat. Mr. Ambrosino, I believe, also has an independent line, so if he loses the primary, he'll be there in November. And then the other two seats won't be up until November. It's Jay Zarelli has a Democrat running against him in November, and Gene Chain, who is a Democrat, faces a Republican at the same time. So, yeah, we have just one seat today that may be implicated. Like I said, it depends on how that goes. If Don Ambrosino wins a primary, Mr. Blackman is out, and again, Don will be our next third ward council member.
You were elected as an independent, but I believe correct me if I'm wrong, your background is as a Republican, correct? Is that?
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, I won the Republican primary before the absentee ballots, and then, Mrs. Clear did win the primary.
But the reason I was going to say, the reason I brought that up was there's a Republican primary for governor today, and I believe you're now counted in the camp of Carl Paladino. Is that so?
Yeah, I actually have his lawn sign on our front yard. So we support Carl Paladino, and really it's simple. Just, cut some of the spending, and especially I think there's a lot of Medicaid spending out there that needs to be reassessed, and how it's done, give people some incentives to get off. And look for some more fraud. I think the state and federal government stop spending money the way they have been, the local municipalities aren't in such a bad shape.
Well, Dayton King, mayor of Gloversville, thanks very much for joining us today.
All right, have a great day, Bob. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.